First reading today, we have the beginnings of the story of Gideon. And it's funny, Gideon doesn't look like a champion. He is beating out wheat into a wine press to hide it from the Midianites. He's scrambling in order to preserve food because of the situation that he finds himself in. And yet God, through the angel, calls him a champion, and that the Lord is with him. What is Gideon's response to this? He says, "If the Lord is with us, then why have all these things happened to us?" Have you ever said that in your prayer to God? And the priest stands in front of you and says, "You are known, you are loved by God. You are a beloved son, a beloved daughter of God." And you say, "Yeah, if I'm a beloved son, if I'm a beloved daughter, then why have all these things happened in my life?" See, things don't change much, do they? We look at the exterior in the hopes that the exterior will reveal the true state of things. But in this whole conversation with Gideon, back and forth between the angel and Gideon, the angel keeps speaking about a truth that exists, and Gideon keeps looking at the outside. He says of Gideon, "You're going to go and you're going to free my people." And Gideon's like, "I am the most insignificant of all of the people of all of my tribe, and my tribe is the most insignificant of all the people. How can I be your champion? How can I?" And the Lord's like, "I will be with you. You keep looking, Gideon, at the outside to be qualified to do what I am asking you to do. You are looking at the wrong place. I am with you. You are qualified." Notice the name that Gideon gives to the altar, Yahweh Shalom. Right? Because after he's recognized the fact that he's seen the angel of God, there's a fear, a dread that he's going to lose his life in that process. And yet the Lord says to him, "Be calm, do not fear, you shall not die." Shalom is peace, but it is not how we understand peace. We think of peace as the absence of violence. And so often we strive for this kind of peace in our life. The same kind of thing. The exterior revealing the way things are. No. If there was just no violence, if there was just no this, if there was just none of that, then we would be at peace. No. Shalom is the peace that God alone gives. And it is the peace when things are ordered to their purpose. When they come into fulfillment, that is shalom. You can have shalom in the midst of a concentration camp. In the midst of radiation treatments for cancer, you can have a shalom. Because the relationship between you and God is right. It is ordered to life. You can possess shalom. Turn to the gospel text today and we see this whole thing of the riches. Are riches bad? Do not come to that conclusion from reading this scripture passage. It's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying it's just really hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. You see, for the Jewish people, this was astonishing to them because riches in one's life was an affirmation of God's blessing upon them. They must be doing it right if they're wealthy. It is God's blessing that they possess this wealth. They look at the exterior in order to conclude the interior. And Jesus says, no, this is not the way it is. And my brothers and sisters, if you have riches, it is very hard to depend upon another and not depend upon your riches. This is what makes it so hard for the one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, because they are self-sufficient, self-dependent, self-powerful. I possess what I need. I do not need another. Cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven independent. Notice what Peter says. We have given up everything. That's not all he says. It's not, we have impoverished ourselves. We've given away everything. We have given up everything to follow you. Poverty in itself is not great. It's not a blessed state unless you possess that which your heart most longs for. We have given up everything to follow you. Where was the source of the champion of Gideon, right? Of his championship? It was God with him. My brothers and sisters, you're not to just give up things to follow, like as if it's like this aesthetic discipline. You are to possess him. And then you have everything. Jesus declares that if you let go of these things and cling to me, that you will receive back things, and you'll have them back ordered towards life. They won't sit in God's place in your heart. You will possess them without them possessing you. You will have shalom, for you will have him, and you will be rightly ordered in your life and in your heart. Today we celebrate the queenship of Mary. I cannot think of a more perfect example of someone who said yes to a relationship with Jesus, which changed everything in her life. We speak of her as perpetual virgin, and yet I have never met a more fruitful mother. Do you understand that, my brothers and sisters? Mother Mary, more than anyone, is the fulfillment of this promise of giving up all and everything. Her whole life was ordered to Jesus and her yes. And she is the most rich of all. Amen.